Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9, Lord Chaitanya's Travels to Holy Places. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just arrived in Pandharapur. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Pandharapur from Suraparvat, where he happily saw the temple of Vitthal Thakur. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The city of Pandharapur is situated on the river Bheem. It is said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated Tukaram when he visited Pandharapur, and thus Tukaram became his disciple. Tukaram Acharya became very famous in the Maharashtra province, and he spread the Sankirtan movement all over the province. The Sankirtan party belonging to Tukaram is still very popular in Bombay and throughout the province of Maharashtra. Tukaram's book is known as Abhanga. His Sankirtan party exactly resembles the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sankirtan parties, for they chant the holy name of the Lord with Madanga and Kartals. The Lord Vitthal Dev mentioned in this verse is a form of Lord Vishnu with two hands. He is Narayan. Prema Vesha Koila Bhuta Kirtana Nartana Tahan Eka Vipra Tanre Koila Namantrana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced in various ways as usual. A Brahmana, seeing him in ecstatic love, was very pleased and invited the Lord to his home for lunch. The Brahmana offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu food with great respect and love. After finishing his lunch, the Lord received auspicious news. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received word that Sri Rangapuri, one of the disciples of Sri Madhavendra Puri, was present in that village at the home of a Brahmana. Sunya Chalila Prabhu Tandre Deki Bade Vipra Grihe Vase Achena Dekila Tanhare. Hearing this news, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately went to see Sri Rangapuri at the Brahmin's home. Upon entering, the Lord saw him sitting there. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Sri Rangapuri, he immediately offered him obeisances and ecstatic love. Falling flat on the ground, the symptoms of transcendental transformation were visible, namely tears, jubilation, trembling, and perspiration. Upon seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such an ecstatic mood, Sri Rangapuri said, "Your Holiness, please get up." Sripad Dara More Gosanera Sambanda Tahavina Anyatranahi Ema Premara Ganda. "Your Holiness is certainly related to Sri Madhavendra Puri, without whom there is no fragrance of ecstatic love." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that up to the advent of His Holiness Sripad Lakshmipati Tirtha, it was the system in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya to worship Lord Krishna alone. After Srila Madhavendra Puri, worship of both Radha and Krishna was established. For this reason, Sri Madhavendra Puri is accepted as the root of worship in ecstatic love. Unless one is connected to the disciplic succession of Madhavendra Puri, there is no possibility of awakening the symptoms of ecstatic love. The word Gosain is significant in this connection. The spiritual master who is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and has no business other than the Lord's service is called the best of the Paramhamsas. A Paramhamsa has no program for sense gratification. He is interested only in satisfying the senses of the Lord. One who has control of the senses in this way is called Gosai or Goswami, master of the senses. The senses cannot be controlled unless one is engaged in the service of the Lord. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master, who has full control over his senses, engages 24 hours a day in the Lord's service. He can therefore be addressed as Gosani or Goswami. The title Goswami cannot be inherited, but can be given only to a bona fide spiritual master. There were 6 great Goswamis of Vrindavan: Srila Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Srijiva Gopalabhatta, and Dasa Raghunath, and none of them inherited the title Goswami. All the Goswamis of Vrindavan were bona fide spiritual masters situated on the highest platform of devotional service, and for that reason, they were called Goswamis. All the temples of Vrindavan were certainly started by the 6 Goswamis. Later, the worship in the temples was entrusted to some householder disciples of the Goswamis, and since then, the hereditary title of Goswami has been used. However, only one who is a bona fide spiritual master expanding the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement, and who is in full control of his senses can be addressed as a Goswami. Unfortunately, the hereditary process is going on. Therefore, at the present moment, in most cases, the title is being misused due to ignorance of the word's etymology. After saying this, Sri Rangapuri lifted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up and embraced him. As they embraced shoulder to shoulder, they both began to cry in ecstasy. After some moments, they came to their senses and became patient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed Sri Rangapuri about his relationship with Ishwarapuri. They were both inundated by the wonderful ecstasy of love that was aroused in them. Finally, they sat down and respectfully began to converse. Dui jane Krishna katha kahi ratri dine e mate gonaila pancha satta dine. In this way, they discussed topics about Lord Krishna continually for 5 to 7 days. Out of curiosity, Sri Rangapuri asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his birthplace, and the Lord informed him that it was Navadvip Dham. Sri Rangapuri had formerly gone to Navadvip with Sri Madhavendrapuri, and he therefore remembered the incidents that had taken place there. As soon as Rangapuri recalled Navadvip, he also recalled accompanying Sri Madhavendrapuri to the house of Jagannath Misra, where Sri Rangapuri had taken lunch. He even remembered the taste of the unprecedented curry made of banana flowers. Sri Rangapuri also remembered the wife of Jagannath Misra. She was very devoted and chaste. As for her affection, she was exactly like the mother of the universe. He also remembered how Sri Jagannath Misra's wife, Satyamata, was expert in cooking. He recalled that she was very affectionate towards the sannyasis and fed them exactly like her own sons. Sri Rangapuri also remembered that one of her deserving sons had accepted the renounced order at a very young age. His name was Sankaranya. Sri Rangapuri informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the sannyasi named Sankaranya had attained perfection in that holy place, Pandrapur. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother was named Visharup. He left home before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted the sannyas order under the name of Shankaranya Swami. He traveled all over the country and finally went to Pandrapur, where he passed away after attaining perfection. In other words, he entered the spiritual world after giving up his mortal body at Pandrapur. Sri Rangapuri, a disciple of Sri Madhavendrapuri and godbrother of Ishwarapuri, disclosed this important news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "In my previous ashram, Sankaranya was my brother and Jagannath Misra was my father." After finishing his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Rangapuri started for Dwarka Dham. Dina Chari Tata Prabhuke Rahila Brahmana Bhima Nadi Snana Kore Karena Vitala Darshana. after Sri Rangapuri departed for Dwarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained with the Brahmana at Pandrapur for 4 more days. He took his bath in the Bhima River and visited the temple of Vital. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next went to the bank of the Krishna-Vena River, where he visited many holy places and the temples of various gods. The Brahmana community there was composed of pure devotees. They regularly studied a book called Krishna Karnamrita, which was composed by Bilamangala Thakur. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. This book was composed by Bilamangala Thakur in 112 verses. There are 2 or 3 other books bearing the same name, and there were also 2 commentaries on Bilamangala's book. One commentary was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and the other by Chaitanya Das Goswami. Krishna Kanamrita Suni Prabodha Ananda Hoyla Agraha Koriya Punti Lekana Lagila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear the book Krishna Kanamrita, and with great eagerness he had it copied and took it with him. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami continues, there is no comparison to the Krishna Karnamrita within the 3 worlds. By studying this book, one is elevated to the knowledge of pure devotional service to Krishna. One who constantly reads the Krishna Karnamrita can fully understand the beauty and melodious taste of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Brahma Samhita Karnamrita Dui Puntivana Maharatna Praya Pai Oila Sangilana. The Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita were 2 books that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered to be most valuable jewels. Therefore, he took them with him on his return trip. And we shall end here, and Krishna willing, we shall very soon continue. Hare Krishna.